वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
Chant verses 6 to 10, chapter 18.
येतान्यपितुकर्माणि सङ्गं त्यक्त्वा फलानि च कर्तव्यानीति मे पार्थ निश्चितं मतमुत्तमम्। येतान्यपितुकर्माणि सङ्गं त्यक्त्वा फलानि च कर्तव्यानीति मे पात निश्चितं मतमुत्तमम्। नियतस्य तु संन्यासः कर्मणो नोपपद्यते। मोहात् तस्य परित्यागः तामसः परिकीर्तितः। नियतस्य तु संन्यासः कर्मणो नोपपद्यते मोहात् तस्य परित्यागः तामसः परिकीर्तितः। दुःखमित्येव यत्कर्म कायक्लेशभयात्यजे सकृद्वाराजसंत्यागम् नैव त्यागफलं लभेत्। दुःखमित्येव यत्कर्म कायक्लेशभयात्यजे सकृद्वाराजसंत्यागम् नैव त्यागफलं लभेत्। कार्यमित्येव यत्कर्म नियतं क्रियतेऽर्जुन सङ्गं त्यक्त्वा फलं चैव सत्यागस्सात्विकोमतः। कार्यमित्येव यत्कर्म नियतं क्रियतेऽर्जुन सङ्गं त्यक्त्वा फलं चैव सत्यागस्सात्विकोमतः। न द्वेष्य कुशलं कर्म कुशलेनानुषज्यते त्यागी सत्त्वसमाविष्टः मेधाविचिन्नसंशयः। न द्वेष्य कुशलं कर्म कुशलेनानुषज्यते त्यागी सत्त्वसमाविष्टः मेधाविचिन्नसंशयः।
Chapter is titled as Moksha Sannyas Yoga. The 18th chapter is called Moksha Sannyas Yoga, Yoga of Liberation through Renunciation. All that we need to understand is that the Atma, which is our original self, is not something that we need to attain. It is something that needs to be discovered. You are Atma. You are at the moment covered with a lot of desire that has risen due to the ignorance of your true nature. And when you overcome those desires, you rise above those desires, you discover the self. You remove the covering, which is the vasanas, the desires. Once that covering is removed, the Atma, which has been there always, becomes known to you. So therefore it's not attaining. So the whole idea is to remove the desires or rise above the desires.
to rise above the desires. If you fight with the desire, you only be increasing desires. So you can't deny or suppress. You need to rise above the desires. So what do you have to do? Your mind has to drop the attachment it has developed for the world today. Why is it developed? Because of the ignorance of the self. So now, with the knowledge of the self, you contact the world. And when you contact the world with awareness, with consciousness. Then you will see your mind getting excited the moment you contact and getting attached, then developing desire, then craving to have that, and while having some kind of a pleasure, then pain. You will see the whole thing. And you will see. Because you are there. And when you see it all, you develop a sense of dispassion. Simply because you listen so many lectures, not necessary, you will develop a sense of dispassion. You have to use this knowledge and contact. That is why we say, every day morning, you study the scripture, early hours of the day. Then lead a disciplined, regulated, contact-based lifestyle, dharmic lifestyle. But this knowledge will make you become aware while contact. Then you will see the frivolous, trivial, passing, fleeting nature of the worldly acquisition and enjoyment as an entity itself. So then you will not run, you will not have that kind of a mad craving to possess and acquire. Oh, I only got this much, they got that much. Those sort of running will not be there. You will be very clear from within that this iron and gold is good for buying iron and gold. Right. So, therefore, a car is needed for this purpose. This is needed for that purpose. You will understand that. Iron and gold is good for buying iron and gold. Not for the things that are worthy, which is for happiness, for love, or anything existential, it's not going to provide you. Anything transactional, it will provide. Please understand. So, this clarity becomes clear. Then your mind by itself doesn't run to the world. Except for whatever reasons you need to go and contact, then you will take the mind to contact and come. You are not anti-world, but you are not craving. This state of mind is called dispassionate state. Really. But that state you will get by going into the world, living, contacting dharmically with knowledge, awareness, slowly you rise. That's why after Brahmachari Ashrama student life, majority has to get into Grahastha Ashrama. In Grahastha Ashrama, you contact the world, you contact the senses. But dharmically, you are provided an environment to dharmically contact, but with knowledge and discipline, regulated contact, you keep on doing in Grahastha Ashrama, slowly you will withdraw your mind. Mind by itself doesn't go. That state is called renunciation. Only that mind can be fully focusedly applied towards Atma. That's why he says yoga of liberation through renunciation. But renunciation doesn't mean dropping anything. You can't. You will drop. Like sometimes you know you give some gifts to people, some donation gifts you give, but you keep on saying, I only give that, I only give that, I only give that. See, you have actually given the object, but you have not given up the object or the possessiveness over that object. It has not left your mind. Then it's not giving up, then it's not growing up. You understand? Therefore, that stage you need to attain, only then. Even that's why we say, you know, the class also. 1 hour, 15 minutes, switch off your phone. Put it in silent mode. How many of us can do it? You understand? That world should not bother you. Chalo, theek hai, kya hoga? Are you with me? We were living in those days when there was only landline. Right? And it is not, I mean, at least we know, we grew up with that. You know, the younger generation may not know that. They may not know what is not being able to contact immediately. They may not know that. We know that. Landline. And we have even seen the time when Trunkal used to be booked and all. Understand? So now, things were going on fine. But that, what I am trying to say is that mind, as you kept on feeding it is going on asking for the sky. You give the sky, it will ask for the something else, next universe, you know. So that is the thing that Krishna is saying. So in verses 1 to 6, what is renunciation, what is tyaga, being discussed. Because Arjuna asked a question in the beginning of this chapter, and I already told you that second chapter and 18th chapter is the entire summary of Gita. Okay. So, beginning he gives the Gita, then he explains elaborately, but again in the end he is giving Gita. Meaning the summary. So, in the very first verse of this chapter, Arjuna asked a question, I wish to know distinctly, O Mahabaho, O Krishna, O Vaidya, the truth of sannyasa renunciation, O Rishikesha, and of tyaga relinquishment, O Keshini Shudana. Basically, I would like to know what is sannyasa, what is tyaga. Because both, if you translate, means what? Renunciation and relinquishment. So then he says, sannyasa is a state, mental state where your mind by itself doesn't go to the world. And now, when you are in such a state, you can decide whether to take sannyasa lifestyle or not. Some people have decided to take sannyasa lifestyle, meaning take the upper rope, left everything and left the world. Went into Himalayas, meditated, etc. Theek hai? No back about nothing in their name or bina name. Nothing on this one. That's how a sannyasi lifestyle is. You may decide to take that or you may decide not to take. But as far as your mind is concerned, it's completely withdrawn from the world. No more desires for the world. That state is called sannyasa. Then what is tyaga? Tyaga is a state where the fruit of action is renounced. That is a grahasta is supposed to do that. All of us are supposed to do that. You understand? You may have the desires, or you may even dedicate the desires for higher and work. But the fruit has to be renounced. So, tyaga is that. Renouncing the fruit of action. So, sages, Krishna, when he replies in the second verse, says, sages understand sannyasa to be renunciation of desire and action, and the relinquishment of fruit of all action, the wise declare as tyaga. So some philosophers that action declare that action should be relinquished as evil. Because every action has some kind of a evil. So renounce that. Others declare that acts of sacrifice, gift and austerity should not be relinquished. These are two opinions in this world. And he says clearly here from me, I will talk about three different tyagas. Meaning sattvic, rajasic and tamasic tyaga. Then he says, the act of sacrifice, gift and austerity should not be relinquished and indeed should be performed. What are you saying? Yajna, dana, tapa. Yajna means rituals. Also it means what? Act which is done with sacrificing the ego for a larger good. Not just ritual, ritual, ritual. It includes ritual, but it means the sacrificial act. And the gift, dana. And he talks about austerity, tapas. He says all these three should not be given up. And in the previous chapter we saw sattvic, rajasic, tamasic yajna, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic dana, sattvic, rajasic, tamasic austerity. And when we saw sattvic austerity, we saw sattvic austerity at the level of kaya vachika manasa. Kaya means at the level of the body. And vachika at the level of the speech. When manasa at the level of the mind. And all these three levels, austerity was discussed. So go through that chapter again. Understand it. But Krishna says, my opinion, you should not give up these three. And he is telling it to Arjuna. Why? See, technically speaking, you should rise to the level where your living itself is absolutely based on sacrifice and dana and austerity. Are you with me? You will not take what you don't deserve. You will ask the question, have I paid for this before? And your contribution will be maximum, your consumption will be very, very minimum. Right? So your whole thing itself is dharma. You have to necessarily go and do that. Are you with me? But that is the state where you have to reach. Till then, you have to practice the act of dharma. How you have to do all that is studied in something else. Not mechanically. Oh, okay, Krishna said, yajna dana dharma should not be stopped. So what do? You pay for some priest who will come on every day to yajna in your house. What are you doing? Watching a movie. No. Similarly, dana. Okay, you told your manager, dana karo. You know, all different north, south, east, Delhi, west Delhi, har jagah bhi, you organize panda and you organize all this. This much money is sanctioned. Very mechanical. Really, should be done with bhavana. And you should participate in that bhavana. Notice, even why a grahastha is initiated into, anybody is initiated into grahastha ashram. In Tamil Nadu, in fact, the word for marriage is kalkattu. Kalyanam at all, kalkattu also. Kalkattu means tying the legs. Legs means, what it means is, for animals, the word for animals in Tamil is kaal nadai. Kaal means legs. Nadai means walk. That which walks with legs. Means, whichever direction the legs go, they go. Meaning, sense is, see grass, they go that side, see this, they go this side. That's how they live, animals. Not directed towards higher. Are you with me? But in their case, they make this and they ate, that's it. And then they say, oh, it's very tasty, I must get more. If I don't get more, somebody else will come and take away. Nothing was storing for future, which are the things. They just go and just go away. Okay? But they are just gambling with the senses. Similarly, when you are a bachelor, not much responsibility, nothing, you are also just going around. Okay? So now you need to be given a direction towards the highest, which is self-realization, moksha, liberation. Okay? Everybody's ultimate goal is that, but you are only searching for that, knowingly or unknowingly. Okay? So now you get into samsara. Kalkattu, the fellow is put into that kind of a thing. Then what happens? Now he learns to share with his spouse. With her spouse. You understand? The ego is the first step to dilute the ego. Then when they two bring up children, you understand? Then you learn to do a little more sacrifice. More dilution of ego. Are you with me? Then it should not stop there. But unfortunately it stops. But if you understand Veda, so it will not stop. You will initiate the children into worldly studies and Vedic studies, teach them all the values, dharmas, everything, and then you say, okay, now, by the time you've been contributing, so your mind also, like we discussed, slowly if you practice Yajna Dana Tapa during Grahastha Ashrama, around the time when you are 50-55, your mind also will go towards more and more sannyas and more and more that. So now you say, now this is your thing, you can do. Agree with me? It's a beautiful system. Without knowing, like Ramananda says, your home should not become the boundary of your affection, it should become the center of your affection. So, yajna dana tapa. Okay. So, Krishna says, in my opinion, yajna dana tapa should not be given up. Whom is he saying this to? Arjuna. Arjuna is like even me.
who are grahastas, who have still worldly desires. You understand? Even when we study Vedanta class, we need air conditioner, heater. We are not going and searching for a Mahatma in Himalayas and in whatever condition we are learning, wanting to learn. Not that. We are not just a, we don't have that inferiority complex. But people understand, we need these external paraphernalia. You understand? Maybe when we started the Gita, compared to that, now it's not that much. But still, I won't say that we have reached that state where these things are not there, it doesn't matter. Are you with me? Therefore, for such a person, Krishna says, Yajna Dantapa is needed. And does it mean that a sannyasi is not needed? For a sannyasi, whole life is Yajna Dantapa. You know, in Tamil they say, Moonru Velai Samadu Bhavan, Rogi. If you eat 3 times a day, you are a Rogi. Iru Velai Samadu Bhavan, Bogi. If you eat 2x, Bogi. Guru Veda Sabra Bhavan Yogi. Eat once a day, Yogi. In Tamil, there is one saying like this. And literally, sannyasis eat once a day. I saw it myself in Ramana Ashram in Trivandrum. Ramana Maharishi Ashram is there, and stayed there for 2 days. And every day morning, 11 o'clock, you are given the meals. And 11 o'clock, there is a queue of sannyasis. You come and take every day this much what their pawns put together can take, that's all. And every day 11 o'clock. And anybody can sponsor that meal. You know, you can donate to the ashram, say 1 day, 1 month, whatever, they'll do it. It's going on. Okay? They only eat once a meal. So, consumption very less. And contribution at a subtler level going on. You mean the whole life is Yajna Dantapa. So they don't necessarily do this. But for a sannyasa, for a grahastha, to practice this. Now, how will you practice that? That he says in verse 6. Yetam yapitu karmani, yetam yapitu karmani, sangam tyaktva phalani cha, sangam tyaktva phalani cha, kartavyani iti me patha, kartavyani iti me patha, nischitam matam uttamam, nischitam matam uttamam, yetam yapitu karmani, sangam tyaktva phalani cha, kartavyani iti me patha, nischitam matam uttamam. But even these actions, these means Yajna Dana Tapa actions, should be performed, how? Relinquishing attachment and fruit. You may do Yajna Dana Tapa, but there is so much of attachment. I'm doing so much of Yajna, I hope Bhagwan is blessing my family. I'm doing so much of Dana, I hope Bhagwan knows this. I hope, you know, everybody knows this. No attachment, nothing. I haven't done it today, I must do it. No attachment. No, you must understand when you are helping somebody, Bhagavan is helping through you. This world is not running because of you. It's running in spite of you, through you. Unnecessarily, why should we develop that kind of a ego? You know? So we should be performed. What should we perform? Yajna Dantapa. The life style itself should become yogic lifestyle. Right. Slowly, slowly we need to move to this thing. Minimum consumption, maximum contribution. The example we gave is the level of food. But it refers to everything. Simple living, high thoughts. That is the thing that we need to slowly go to. That's called growing up. It's not that you are against, oh, I want simple living, want to take away everything. It's not that. Your thoughts are dwelling on the higher, so there is no necessity for the lower. And where is the minimum? You know, that's it. That's the kind of thing. So therefore, that's called growing up. You know?
It's okay for a child to play with toys, teddy bear. But when you are all coming to the class, if you bring one teddy bear and keep it next to you, you understand? Say, my God, what is happening here? No? Not grown out of it. So exactly the same thing. You have to grow up. So grow out of what? Attachment, which comes from the past, and fruit with reference to the future. What will accrue of it? Whatever happens, accept it. No, that's it. What is in my hands, I can do this. What result, Bhagavan will give. Why are you bothered? Let it happen. So, renouncing, relinquishing, attachment and fruit. This is my firm and highest conviction. Shri Krishna is saying, this is my conviction. That craving has to be done. If the craving is there, to the extent the craving is there, your action will be impoverished. And when the action is impoverished, will you get the success? And that is why, the moment you ask, I have given it, Baba. By craving, you are delaying it. He says that craving mere ko de dijiye. The end is the same chapter. Sarvadharmam parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. Amtva sarva papyevyaha moksha ishyami manushya. All your tapas will be wiped out totally. But completely surrender to me. To me. So, relinquishing attachment and fruit, this should be done. Oh, I'm doing so much, I'm doing so much. Me, I'm will I get this? When am I getting it? Why is this getting delayed? No craving. Like Nike said, you know, just do it. No prefix, no suffix. So, therefore, he says, don't do it for personal selfish reasons. That is attachment. Do it for the total. And even that renounce the fruit. Simply do it. You will rise above the vasana. Next verse. Niyatasya tu sannyasaha. Niyatasya tu sannyasaha. Karmano no papadhyate. Karmano no papadhyate. Moha tasya parityagaha. Moha tasya parityagaha. Tamasa parikirtitataha. Tamasa parikirtitataha. Niyatasya tu sannyasaha. Karmano no papadhyate. Moha tasya parityagaha. Verily, renunciation of obligatory duty is not proper. What you ought to do if you renounce, that is not correct. And tyaga, relinquishment of that from delusion, is called tamasik. Now he is talking about what is called tamasik tyaga, rajasik tyaga and sattvik tyaga. I told you, in this portion, he beautifully helps you to do the personality chart. See, everybody can analyze the personality. When you go and talk to the doctor, he asks for symptoms. Isn't it? And I go to the psychotherapist or psychologist, they say, talk. Whatever you want to say, say. So from they say, whatever they say, how they say, they are analyzing. Correct? Through expressions. So through your activities, what kind of behavior, you can come to know a little bit about the inside. So how you keep your table, how you wear clothes, what kind of clothes you select, the hairstyle. You can know a little bit about a person, right? So, similarly, he is analyzing us with reference to one thing, which is what? Action. From the time we wake up till the time we go to sleep, from whom to whom, we are only doing two things. What is that? Doing action or avoiding action. Isn't it? If you think it will bring you joy, you do that action. You think it will bring you sorrow, you avoid it. Isn't it? Isn't this what we are doing? So, renunciation and action is what we are doing. So he says, okay, then renounce. What kind of renunciation? Why are you not doing?
Is it because there is difficulty in doing it?
Who doesn't want to become a millionaire? But to become a multi-billionaire, a lot of effort. Not a joke. You understand? Ah, great pizza. Some people say, what is it, money? What is it this? What is it that? But they want to become millionaire. You understand? So why did you give up? Is it like this? Or is it because you don't know the value of it? What is the reason? So accordingly he analyzes and says, is it tamasic listing?
Then similarly, action.
What kind of action are you doing? Tamasic listing. Then what kind of actor are you? Tamasic listing. And are you doing your action with knowledge, without knowledge? If it's with knowledge, what kind of knowledge? Satsik listing, tamasic. Are you using your buddhi and doing action? What kind of buddhi? Satvika, rasik, tamasik. And are you doing it consistently with determination? What kind of determination? Satvika, rasik, tamasik. And what part you are doing it for? What kind of happiness are you pursuing? Satvika, rasik, tamasik.
So seven aspects. What are they? Renunciation, action, actor, knowledge, intellect, consistency, happiness. With reference to all these seven, he splits them into three.
Right? When you study this, and then you make your chart, 7x3 matrix, knowledge, action, actor, intellect, consistency, happiness, renunciation, seven rows, and three columns, sattva, rajas, tamas. How much of sattvic knowledge you think you have out of 100 you put there? Maybe 2%. How much of rajasic knowledge seems to be there? Maybe 92%. So then how much sattvic, tamasic? 6%. So if you calculate sattvic rajasic tamasic, 100. Like that for everything. Then all the sattvas you count, divide by 7 with aggregate sattva. All the rajas you count and divide by 7, you get aggregate rajas. All the tamas you count and then divide by 7, you get aggregate tamas. Then you know generally how much sattva, rajas, tamas you have.
No,
it will become even more perfect. More accurate. You understand? Then, now, it becomes clear, the picture. Then what you have to do to increase sattva? Eliminate tamas, manage rajas, keep on reducing it and move towards sattva. This is living. This is called living. You eliminate tamas, manage and rise above rajas and increase sattva. This is called living. But we don't do this. Are you with me? This is what the scriptures are teaching us. So this is the portion. And here he is talking about tamasic renunciation. They verily renouncing the obligatory action from delusion. For example, when there is a problem confronting you. It is not when there is a problem confronting you. Like Buddha says, life is full of misery. Problem is confronting you every minute. Right? What does the tamasic fellow do? He will think, let me close the eye, it will get solved by itself. Okay. Somebody is confronting you today. He is little thin, but he is in trouble. You close your eyes and then he is deep ho jayega. Apne aap deep ho jayega. Right. After about few years, you open your eyes and see. You close your eyes and left it doesn't mean he also did that. What did he do? He went to the gym. he started taking all the protein intakes. And he's built his muscle and sitting in front of you like a WWE pro. You understand?
This is called tamasic.
What is tamasic renunciation?
Not facing, renouncing the obligatory thing.
Do you mean? It's a problem. That's all it says.
So verily renunciation of obligatory action.
So I'll give one example. During any problem, you must be very clear.
I must first accept that there is a problem.
And secondly, I must accept that I must face it. It will not get resolved by itself. And there is an effort that I need to put in. And I am ready for putting in. Whatever may be the difficulties. Let me go through that. Are you with me?
But a tamasic fellow, what do you do?
Apne aap theek nahi hoga. Are you with me? So that is what he is saying. When you do not know the value of an action, and you give it up, that's called tamasic. Are you with me? There was an episode in I believe Saudi Arabia. It was reported in the newspapers many years ago. I mean, there, you know, in the Islamic countries, now I don't know how it is, but those days banks don't get any interest. Because according to the Islamic thing, there is no interest. But to attract money from people, they have different schemes. In Dubai, I know, because I was there, what they used to do in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, there was a bank called Mashriq Bank. What this bank Mashriq used to do is, if you invest 1,000 dirhams with them, they will give you 1 certificate. So multiples of 1,000, if you invest for every 1,000, they will give you 1 certificate, which will have a unique ID number. Then every few days, I don't know how many days, there will be lottery. If your ID is selected, you get million dirhams.
In fact, our friend driver, who is from Kerala, he just got, he invested 1,000 dirhams. It's not, I mean it's expensive. So four of them together, and he got 20 lakhs.
Wow.
So now he is going back to his gaon and just this last month or so.
Wow.
He all over the papers. Even now this happened.
So even if he gets 5 lakh dirhams, he is approximately getting 1 crore Indian rupees.
So he is getting 5 crore.
Wow.
So he is getting 5 crores and the rest are getting
2 crores. Anyway, yeah. What I want to tell you is, so it's still there. So in Saudi Arabia, there is no point putting the money in the bank, don't get any interest. So she kept on saving the cash in the fridges. Because she didn't want husband or anybody to know. Some thought she had, I don't know. She had put the money and at least put it in some paper covering, and she's put it in newspaper covering and put it inside the freezer. So one of our family members and they had come on a visit. They were hungry. She wasn't there. They were looking for stuff in the fridge and they took this out and it was killing foul smell. So, you know, in there, all the apartment complex will have a garbage chute. They just took it and threw it in the garbage chute. When this lady came, she said, "See, we were hungry and we were searching and this word was available, they threw it through the chute, you know. My God, what did you do? I have saved about 98,000 dirhams, riyal, 100,000 riyal, you know. What have you done?" Then they contacted the municipality and they got it back. So, the point is, she threw it, 100,000 riyal. Supposing you saw what a great currency, 100,000
dirhams. He didn't know the value. You don't know the value of the prompt action. Are you with me? Therefore, you are giving up. It's called tamasic.
out of ignorance.
Yes.
Out of ignorance. Without
out of
ignorance.
Delusion. Delusion. What is the delusion? Are you up there? Thik ho jayega. A lot of people, they tell me, you know, this cancer and all those kind of things. It's a tough thing, you have to take certain decisions. Sometimes some get, apne aap theek ho jayega, aap kuch nahi karna hai. But actually what I kind of hear from people is, even if you go for this alternative medicine and all that, even they are not saying apne aap theek ho jayega. What they are saying is fasting. You understand? They are recommending intermittent fasting and all those kind of things.
So cancer has nothing to feed on.
So cancer has got nothing to feed on and all that. So there is also something to be done, which is intermittent fasting. It's not easy, okay? And especially in front of you, everybody is eating all sorts of things. And you have to have this thing, you will tend to eat, you know? So there also you have to do something. Intermittent fasting. But no, people don't. They kept on eating. They're thinking that nothing, it will automatically go. How will it go? Automatically. There is something that you got to do. Are you with me? That is what he is trying to say. Renunciation of obligatory action. In different contexts, the obligatory action will be different. Your children, spouse, parents, grandparents, society, neighborhood. You know, everywhere. You have a certain obligatory duty. Not doing it will not work. But why do that? To give it up? Delusion, obviously. Ho jayega. Especially in this country, it's too much. This word, karenge. Ho jayega. You know, so that is what he said. That renunciation of obligatory action due to delusion is tamasic. So remember, if you close your eyes, that fellow is not going to become thin. He is going to become thick. Well muscled, and WWE fellows, he is sitting there. Problem would have become much more. You would handle it there. It's the whole thing. What do you mean? So what is tamasic? Renunciation? Not knowing the value and giving up is called tamasic. Now next verse is, what is rajasic? Dukkha mityeva yat karma, dukkha mityeva yat karma, kaya klesha vayatyaje, kaya klesha vayatyaje, sakratva rajasam tyagam, sakratva rajasam tyagam, नैवत्यागफलम् लभे दुःखमित्येव यत् कर्म कायक्लेशमयात्यजे सकृत्वा राजसं त्यागम् नैवत्यागफलम् लभे. Indeed, he who relinquishes action that is painful from fear of bodily trouble, thus performing rajasika tyaga, relinquishment, he does not obtain the fruit of relinquishment. So what he is saying is, this is called rajasic tyaga. What is rajasic tyaga? Giving up of action. Why? Because of the bodily pain involved in it. Difficulty. I gave you the example, no? I want to become a multi-billionaire. A lot of effort. It's not a joke. And the effort increases as you become multi-millionaire. Because to maintain the status quo, even more effort. It's not a joke. Is it a simple thing like, you got to beat the inflation. Simple thing. You got 1 lakh today, you kept it in the cupboard. Next year it's not 1 lakh. Depends on the inflation. What you could have bought for 1 lakh, next year you can't buy it. Why? Inflation has taken over. So the same cost, same product is now 1,05,000. So you are 5,000 less, isn't it? So you need to put in some effort. At least to the extent you beat the inflation. Are you with me? So therefore it's a constant effort. It's not a joke. So indeed he who relinquishes action that is painful.